Welcome back, Leo. As promised, here are your mid to the end of September energy reading. Now, let's find out what's happening with you. Mid-month finds you taking a leap of faith into the unknown. The Fool here has an open mind and is oblivious to the counsel of others. So, regardless of what anyone's telling you, you are just going to go ahead and do this. There are new opportunities to explore, but do be careful. There seems to be a gaggle of Karens in your energy, and they are prone to gossip and slander. There are five Karens here with their swords pointed down, and they gather in groups because they're too weak to stand alone. So this group might take rash action based on excessive pride. But Leo, you can stand alone in your refinement and culture as the Queen of Cups, because even in the face of enemies, you are still only concerned with fair play. Now the Nine of Swords reverse reveals an imposter. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? This will be the ringleader of the Circus of Karens, okay? And things start to improve as you rise above the bullshit and you take on the world. You don't have time for that foolishness. And you're going to take on the world through harmony, peace, and a sense of freedom from all this. Now, the Three of Wands sees you initiating a new project. So here you are just going to keep it pushing, Leo. You're not stopping for anything. And once you're in midair, there's nothing you can do about that anyway, right? You've already taken the leap, so to speak. So try not to be overconfident, though, as the Ten of Swords reverse indicates a mirage or a potential for just short-term gains, when really you're looking for more than that. Now, you might be dealing with some shady characters and dancing with the devil here with the Two of Pentacles. All that effort and time you put in just to get fucked at the drive-thru here with the Ten of Cups reversed. So there's a short but sweet reprieve with the Two of Cups indicating the universe is throwing you a bone, so to speak, with some light-hearted affection. Now, this might be short-lived because the Knight of Swords reverse is here to create conflict once again. So this douchebag is most likely a chauvinist and a bigot, and he just really makes you cringe. I'm cringing now. This Knight reversed activity is supported by the King of Cups reversed, who's self-centered and scandalous. Okay, this a-hole isn't done yet, because now he's just a huge bore on top of everything else, and he's taking on the King of Wands reversed energy of self-importance. So you've got a real arrogant twat waffle around you here. Now you end the month at a disadvantage, you really just can't even believe all this fuckery. You're looking at these kings and knights reversed like, what in the actual fuck is your deal? Okay? So you're just like shocked by it all. You just can't believe it. But sometimes, Leo, truth is stranger than fiction, and you're going to have to accept the Five of Cups. And yes, you're disappointed, but this truth, after it pisses you off, is going to set you free. Okay, Leo? So I hope you have a good month. I hope you get through it all right. I'm rooting for you. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.